This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
Well, we've made it to the last month of 2020. Today is December 1st, hoping for better days ahead. And one story circulated often this morning, Dr. Anthony Fauci is quoted as saying that full stadiums will be among the last thing that the public will see in 2021. He predicts the end of summer 21 is likely, with full NBA arenas in July cutting it close, but saying that full NFL stadiums in September are possible. So that's how we'll start this morning's Buzzcast. Like I said, it is Tuesday, December 1st. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody is doing well as we head, thankfully, into the home stretch of this year. Let's start with some news from the NFL. Our John Oran was all over this story yesterday in his SBJ Media newsletter. He noted that the NFL's decision to kick off the Ravens-Steelers game, now postponed to 3:40 on Wednesday afternoon, came after long negotiations with NBC executives because they were carrying the game. The issue: NBC was committed to a live two-hour event, the annual Christmas tree lighting at Rockefeller Center, that of course is part of their staple programming in December and heavily promoted. Now, NBC was prepared to move the tree lighting ceremony to one of its cable networks, but Oran reports that the NFL did not put NBC in such a position where it had to make a choice. The NFL has recognized just how much it has asked broadcasters to be flexible during this season, and so they did not play hardball. They allowed NBC to maintain its primetime schedule, and the NFL opted to start the game earlier and use that as a lead-in to the tree lighting ceremony. So some interesting color on the negotiations between the NFL and NBC about tomorrow's Ravens-Steelers game, which as of right now is still scheduled for tomorrow at 3:40 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, the 49ers made a decision, not very surprising, but they'll play their next two home games at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, of course the home of the Arizona Cardinals. This comes after Santa Clara County banned contact sports. Now, this impacts two 49er games, their next two, December 7th and December 13th. They're still scheduled for one more home game, which they hope to play at Levi's Stadium on January 3rd. Now, the 49ers have yet to announce where they will practice, but it's possible they will train at a facility in Arizona as well. Let's shift to some news on the athletic director front, something we don't talk about a lot on Buzzcast, but a big story yesterday. Greg McGarrity, who has been athletic director at the University of Georgia for nearly the last 11 years. He's a Georgia alum. He has been in college athletics for more than 50 years. He announced he will officially retire at the end of this year. Now, this is a very high-profile job. It's going to be a very highly sought-after job. Josh Brooks, who has served as senior deputy athletic director under McGarrity, will serve as the interim AD while Georgia conducts a national search. Some names already floated yesterday and speculated who could fill this role. Carla Williams for the University of Virginia, where she's athletic director, she was floated. Former Georgia letterman and Helios Partners CEO Chris Welton, well known to the sports business community, also floated. So was Oregon's Rob Mullins. So was University of Central Florida's Danny White. So was Virginia Tech's Whip Babcock. All names floated as a possible successor to Greg McGarrity. Why? Because this is a very national, high-profile job with a lot of funding, a big alumni base, and a very successful program. Since arriving at Georgia, McGarrity has overseen an annual budget that has grown to more than $120 million, and he has supervised nearly $200 million in new facility and expansion projects. So the school's in good shape. The school has good facilities. The school has a very successful and passionate alumni base. This is a high profile position. Look for a lot of big names to be targeted to be the next athletic director at the University of Georgia. I want to switch over to some news from the NBA because we're going to see just how much Steph Curry can move product, because Under Armour announced yesterday it is launching the Curry brand around Steph Curry, and this is an obvious bid to reach younger consumers and compete with Nike and its Jordan brand. So the Curry brand goes live this week. It features shoes and clothes for a number of sports, including basketball and golf. They'll expand to more categories as the brand develops. Now, they really want to try to target a younger audience. That's where Under Armour's been struggling over the years. So they're really doubling down on Steph Curry. We'll see if that product will resonate with young people. An interesting comment yesterday from Fanatics chairman Michael Rubin, who said that the company is seeing very strong sales in Major League Baseball. That took me by surprise. Rubin acknowledged that Major League Baseball has been their best league seller this year. He said they were up about 45% during the holiday period. He said they have incredible strength, and he cited the expanded playoffs were very good for Major League Baseball sales. An interesting nugget yesterday from Michael Rubin. NBA training camps open today. There'll be limited workouts. Only players who have had 3 negative coronavirus tests will be able to participate. Larger group training will begin in some markets on Friday and for most clubs on Sunday. And finally, still very quiet on the NHL front. Many people anticipated some news this week on the NHL and NHLPA negotiations to start the next season. They really thought they needed to get their timeline in place this week to target that January 1st start date. But no news yet. Nothing has been really reported about discussions or any progress in discussions. We'll talk to NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman at our Dealmakers and Sports Conference tomorrow. If you're interested in attending that virtual event, we've got a great lineup of speakers. Go to our website and register for Dealmakers and Sports tomorrow. So that is your morning buzzcast for, yes, it's December 1st, heading into the home stretch of 2020. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a great Tuesday. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.